This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard of the executive monkey study? It sounds kind of wild, right?
It is wild and a bit controversial, yeah.
So monkeys, levers, electric shocks, what could go wrong?
Apparently a lot. The results were initially interpreted in a way that turned out to be completely wrong.
So we're talking about a classic case of flawed research. Let's unpack this. So lay it on me. What exactly happened in this infamous study?
16 monkeys paired up. One monkey, the executive, could press a lever to avoid shocks for both of them. The other, the yoked monkey, got the same shocks regardless.
Brutal. 6 hours a day, twice a day?
Wow. Exactly. Weeks of this. And the executive monkey supposedly developed more ulcers.
So the conclusion was that responsibility causes ulcers? That's a pretty big leap, huh? But there's a catch, right? I'm guessing there is.
Huge catch. Selection bias. Brady picked the fastest monkeys to be the executives. Those monkeys might have been more prone to ulcers anyway.
So it wasn't the responsibility, but maybe just their predisposition? Makes sense.
Exactly. Later studies showed that ulcer-prone monkeys learn avoidance faster. Brady's executives were pre-selected to be stressed. It's like they stacked the deck.
Were there other problems with the study design?
Absolutely. The six-hour work cycle itself might have been the culprit. Other studies showed that a specific work-rest schedule, not just stress, caused ulcers in rats.
So it wasn't the executive role, but the grueling schedule. That's a much more plausible explanation.
It's more likely. The study didn't isolate the variable it claimed to be studying, a big oversight.
And of course, monkeys aren't humans.
Right. Even though we share a lot of DNA, you can't just extrapolate results like that. It's not a simple equation.
So the study's conclusions about human stress were completely unfounded?
Pretty much. It was a flawed extrapolation, a very flawed one.
Did anyone try to replicate the study?
Yes, and they got completely different results. Weiss's rat study showed that control actually protected against stress-related illness.
The opposite of Brady's findings. That's quite a turnaround.
Exactly. Suda and Harai also failed to replicate Brady's results. So much for that conclusion.
So what's the current understanding of stress and control?
Studies consistently show that perceived control is linked to better health outcomes. More control, less stress. It's pretty straightforward.
So the opposite of what Brady's study initially suggested.
Completely. Langer and Rodin's nursing home study is a great example. More control, better health and survival rates. A much more positive outcome.
So the Brady study is a cautionary tale.
Absolutely. It highlights the importance of rigorous methodology and critical thinking in science. It's a must for any researcher.
It shows how flawed research can persist, especially if it confirms pre-existing beliefs. Confirmation bias is a powerful thing.
Precisely. It's a reminder to always question results and look for replication. Always, always, always.
Despite its flaws, did the study have any positive impact?
It sparked important conversations about stress and control. Even if the initial conclusions were wrong, it pushed further research. Sometimes that's all you need.
So even bad science can lead to good science?
Yeah.
That's a surprising silver lining.
Sometimes, yes. It's all about learning from mistakes, and this study had plenty of them.
What's the biggest takeaway from all this?
The importance of critical thinking and rigorous methodology. Don't just accept results at face value. Question everything.
Especially when it comes to something as complex as stress.
Exactly. And don't let popular beliefs cloud your judgment. That's crucial.
So the bottom line is that perceived control is key to managing stress.
Yes. Modern research strongly supports that. A sense of control is a powerful buffer against stress. It's a powerful tool.
That's a valuable lesson for everyone. A very valuable lesson. Are there any areas where further research is needed?
Always. Understanding the nuances of stress and control is an ongoing process. More research is needed to understand individual differences in stress responses. It's a complex field.
It's a complex issue, for sure. This has been a fascinating discussion. Thanks for shedding light on this often misunderstood study.
My pleasure.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for joining us.